Pope Benedict today wrapped up his four-day visit to Turkey by saying Mass in Istanbul's cathedral. The pontiff began his fence-mending mission under the weight of remarks he made in September that were viewed by many Muslims as offensive to Islam. He spent much of his visit making conciliatory gestures, while at the same time appealing for religious freedom for Turkey's minorities. NPR's Sylvia Poggioli reports from Istanbul.
The Cathedral of the Holy Spirit was packed for the closing ceremony of the papal trip. In his homily, Benedict sent greetings to the representatives of other Christian religions who were present. Brothers and sisters, he said, your communities walk the humble path of daily companionship with those who do not share our faith. You know that the Church wishes to impose nothing on anyone and that she merely asks to live in freedom. This was one of the main themes of the papal visit to Turkey, the lack of religious freedom for non-Muslim minorities, which here in Turkey have no legal status, restrictions on property ownership, and are unable to train their clergy. A joint statement signed with Orthodox Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew made an unexpected indirect reference to Turkey's aspirations to enter the European Union. It described religious freedom as an unalienable human right and said, in every step towards the European Union's unification, minorities must be protected with their cultural traditions and the distinguishing features of their religion. In his homily, Benedict had reiterated one of his basic convictions, that secularization in Europe is weakening its Christian traditions.
In the face of this reality, we are called, together with all other Christian communities, to renew Europe's awareness of its Christian roots, traditions, and values, giving them new vitality.
These statements could send conflicting signals to Turkish leaders. After Benedict's apparent encouragement of Turkey's EU membership on Tuesday, the day of his arrival here, the Pope and Patriarch Bartholomew went even further in their statement, underscoring the Christian roots also of Turkey, cradle of Christianity since the time of the apostles. Nevertheless, the Turkish establishment, which was in great part hostile on Benedict's arrival, has breathed a collective sigh of relief and deemed the visit a success both for the Pope and for Turkey's international image. The most indelible image of Benedict's historic visit to Turkey came yesterday when this Catholic traditionalist pontiff took off his shoes and entered the carpeted expanse of Istanbul's splendid blue mosque. His guide, the Mufti of Istanbul, Mustafa Kagrici, invited him to observe a moment of prayer. With hundreds of cameras clicking in the background and live close-ups on world TV screens, Pope Benedict XVI bowed his head, clasped his hands on his chest just below his large gold pectoral cross, and stood in silence next to the Muslim cleric. This image appears to have eased tensions triggered by Benedict's earlier remarks that many Muslims interpreted as suggesting that Islam is violent and irrational. But the image is also in stark contrast with Benedict's doubts about the benefits of interreligious encounters. He is the author, when he was Cardinal Joseph Ratzinger and head of the Vatican's theological watchdog, of Dominus Jesus. That controversial document restated the primacy of the Catholic Church and branded non-Christian religions as gravely deficient. Benedict's new image, as a promoter of Christian-Muslim dialogue and reconciliation, is a sign that on his first visit to a Muslim country, the strict Catholic theologian is beginning to learn the art of diplomacy. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Istanbul.
It's Morning Edition from NPR News.